was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 505, where Mike is terrified of Rex.
Again.
But the best part was, so Mike's sitting on the sofa and he's not paying attention, and Rex climbs up next to him. Mike's oblivious and then all of a sudden looks over
it
and
was
sees
like 5
Rex.
Minutes.
Yeah. Marley was there first.
Right.
But you guys did the switch.
Yeah, we swapped
it. Yeah, cool. You're right.
Mike,
you're right.
Do our dogs just look the same to you?
Pat just...
out of the corner of my eye, yes.
Pat just moved Marley behind, or moved Rex behind his back, snuck him out of the way.
Ooh, with the cataracts and everything.
Oh, that's true. I that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah. Glaucoma. Yeah.
Those bifocals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak a little louder. He couldn't hear you.
What? Okay.
Bifocals. No, you'd be bad with hand signals. You wouldn't be able to see, make it out what I'm saying.
No, I think that's single fingers universal.
Oh, hey. So, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Dave. Mike the dog lover.
Marley.
Spencer.
So, and Rex is over here going, why does Marley have my spot on the sofa? I was sitting there. No, buddy.
I think it's more, why does Mike have my spot on the sofa?
Yeah, that could be. You're okay, bud. You're going to have to lay on the floor. I'm sorry. It's Mike's fault. You can bite him next time.
Or you can just punk him. I mean, he will get up.
That's a boy. Okay. Okay. News and stuff. I don't really have anything other than... report. We'd been seeing the FOC lately has been ridiculous for some companies. Like, I think Marvel had 3 or 4 books on this week. 42 covers, but 3 or 4 books. And we'd been hearing, you know, that there's a paper shortage issue. And Marvel kept going, no, we're fine. Yeah, not so much. So apparently it's hitting Marvel too. So things are going to be getting a little thin, which is... funny, just in they have a lot of extraneous stuff, and it's like, well, maybe we don't need this right now, but still sit hit and print. So can't get Avengers, but we can get some silly little books.
Silly little books to you, maybe.
True, you're right.
Remember,
you're right.
Every book is somebody's favorite book.
You are absolutely right.
I don't know, is Deep Target anybody's favorite book?
I'm sure, like, somebody's. It's Colin.
It's Colin's top 10.
Stop saying the name.
Top 10?
No.
Colin, but this is the last week.
Oh, it was funny. We had a Zoom meeting last week with DC.
Not about this issue,
just in general.
Back how bad it is.
What can we do better? Things like that. And it was really funny. About how much the industry has changed, because the one guy had asked, where do we get our comic news? Because they're like, you know, they want to be able to put it out there where people seeing, because right now they're putting on the Hollywood Reporter, that it's like, oh yeah, everybody in Pittsburgh is reading the Hollywood Reporter. But, and then they asked that, and everybody was like, just in my feed, either from the creators, you know, either tweeting it, or not so much on, I don't really follow creators on Facebook, because that's more personal. Friends and things, where Twitter is much more open, or Instagram, things like that. And the guy's like, yeah, that's where I see most of my stuff too. And I think they kind of realized, yeah, they don't really have any input unless as DC they tweet something or things like that. And I remember thinking Marvel needs to do a little more than that, because all Marvel's Twitter feed is the movie stuff. And I just remember looking at Marvel, you know, at their Twitter, and it was just movie, movie. I'm like, you guys don't even care about comics. But it was just interesting seeing them kind of realize, oh, yeah, okay. Guess we need to, you know, putting it in the Hollywood Reporter isn't getting it to the right people, you know, the fans. So that was fun. But, I was going to until I was told, do not do that, was I was going to recommend that every editor at DC read Aquaman, Green Arrow, Deep Threat. Or Deep Target, or whatever it is, Deep Throat, and just try to explain how this book got made. No offense to the creators, but this isn't a good book. It's in any way, shape, or form. You know, it's not like, oh, it's somebody's favorite. No, it's nobody's favorite. I promise you. And even Lord Retail doesn't make it past issue 1. That's what? Not good.
He gave up?
Oh, I'm sure he gave
up.
He said it was... Yeah.
Well, no, at first I was... When it first was getting, like, coming out, I was almost thinking, because there hasn't been a Green Arrow book or anything. And
right.
Green Arrow guy, and then, but after your glowing reviews, you know, like, well...
You're going to trade weight? This isn't the kind of book you want to read, you know, monthly. It's too hard. You definitely want to read it all at once.
Pass it in one big movement.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a
I was doing it. That is how I would do it. Yes, you are correct, sir. So, no real news. We did get some questions.
I saw Dynamite announced a new book.
Okay.
That I think would be everyone's favorite.
How many covers?
It's 12. 12 that I saw.
That's
small. The team up of the century.
Okay.
Garbage Pail Kids versus Mad Balls.
Wow. That's a very specific audience.
Yes.
Specific audience named Tim.
Tim chimed in saying a specific audience named Tim. So
I don't know if it could be worse than Joy Operations, but ooh, my hopes are high. That it's good. That is.
Yeah, I ordered you the $75 hardcover signed. So.
No, is it signed or does it come with a book plate?
Doesn't
matter.
It's not going to exist.
For $75, I think it does.
Okay. So I asked for questions and Zach responded, no thoughts, head empty, to which I had to respond, yes, I have that same problem. Because somebody took a week off. I had to work Sunday and then got all my yard work done on Monday. Now Monday's my reading day where I just read all day long. So I lost my reading day. And so I didn't read nearly as much.
You can't read while you cut the grass?
No. No, I can't. Well, the hands are on the steering wheel. You know.
You could make a device that puts the book in front of you.
But then I'd run into things.
Yeah, so.
Keep the dogs inside.
Matters to me. Yeah. But, so I only read 4, so. But we have more questions. Speaking of Lord Retail, what is a series on the shelf that should have more pre-orders and more readers than it does based on content and creative team? I have 2.
Other than Aquaman.
Deep Impact?
Yeah. Deep Target?
Target?
I sell more than I honestly can believe I sell. But I think I just must have a lot of DC completists.
Well, you are a DC store, right?
I am. Or they're just collecting, and I'll read it when it's done. So I have 2, both DC, Dark Knights of Steel, I think is fantastic and does not get as much love as I think it should. And same with DC versus Vampires that I think has been outstanding. So those 2 for me. Oh, you guys don't know pre-orders I have.
No,
yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Those are the 2 that I'm really surprised how low the numbers are. I mean, they're not bad, but I think they should be. You know, I'm shocked something like DC versus Vampires isn't anywhere near deceased.
There's no real push for it. So it's
no,
kind of like
there
on
wasn't.
The radar.
Yeah. But it's been, the art has been fantastic. The story's really, but art on both of books is amazing.
Do you have a lot of pre-orders for Award Finest? Do you got a lot of, like?
I didn't have a lot of pre-orders, but now I do. I don't know how number 2 sold. I keep selling out of number 1, and I thought I had I got in 50, which should have been plenty for a book like that, based on how the past Batman and Superman have sold. So that just shows that this one is doing really well. And I tweeted today about number 2, or last night after I read number 2, it just blew me away.
Yeah.
And I tweeted, just so thankful Mark Waid is back at DC, because you can tell he loves these characters. Even the little throwaways to Robin and Supergirl were fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that later, but yeah. And then he had a follow-up. What's a recent series that people tried to get on when it was far too late to do anything about it?
Never too late.
No. I have plenty. If you want those, I have plenty. The new Hulk, I under-expected, only in the sense I thought there'd be a drop-off from Immortal, and it started off really high, and I keep selling out. Black Panther, I was low on, even though, because it traditionally has never done well. People gave this one a shot. The way they're doing second prints nowadays, nothing is really out. Moon Knight is doing way better than ever has done. And I keep chasing that one out.
See, imagine what happens when you have a book out the same time that the show or movie's up being aired. It's amazing how that works like that.
Colin doesn't like the show, though.
I'll give it another try, but it wasn't catching me.
He doesn't need to like it as long as it's bringing customers in to, you know, check out the product.
I also need someone to get a hold of me about the Apple TV show Severance. Because I keep seeing all these good things about it, and I'm an episode and a half in, and I don't get it. There's nothing about it that's even remotely enjoyable. Okay. Ibti is a two-parter. Well, a two-parter with seven parts. But first off, he does have a critique of us.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yin's guys go through questions way too fast. Slow your roll, yo.
Whoa.
Okay.
Like the answers are too quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mike, this one's specifically for you. No, it's not. Okay. So, number one, does Ezra Miller's shenanigans hurt The Flash's movie box office in 2023, or is it the type of movie that cannot fail? Oh, I don't think it's the type of movie that cannot fail whatsoever.
Yeah. Not only is it not the type of movie that cannot fail, no one said, oh, man, I can't wait to go see the next Ezra Miller movie.
Well, not just that. We've had a Flash TV show for, 27 years now? So it's not like it's a character that people have been waiting to see on the big screen. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way today's news cycle is, you've got, 24 hours and then people forgot what you did.
Right. Well, I don't know. I have no desire to see this movie because of him. He just seems like a giant douche, and I have no desire to give him any attention. So I probably won't see this movie until it hits HBO.
I still won't see it.
I'll watch it on HBO, but I'm a huge Flash fan, but I have no desire.
The draw is going to be Michael Keaton, though.
Yeah, that's
all the multiverse stuff to see what they do with that.
Yeah, if it even comes out at this point, to be honest. I know they've invested all the money in it, but man, this is going to have some huge negativity. Yeah. Number two. Hang on, sorry, my phone closed. Name a JLA story arc, any era, that you really enjoyed. I'm old. One of my favorites was the JLA JSA. Now, not the original, but the one in the 80s with all the heads along the side of the covers.
Yeah.
I don't remember it specifically, but I remember just eating that up.
I don't know if it was JLA, though. Was it the Sue Dibney murder?
That was Identity Crisis.
Identity Crisis. Oh, yeah.
I'll give you Justice League for that.
That
builds.
Yeah, it kind of tied in together.
That was good, except it had one thing I don't like.
Did the eyes?
That was the genesis of the entire thing with the eyes, was Rags Morales' art on that. Had the eyes going different directions, and I could not.
Couldn't focus?
It jumped out at me on every page that the eyes on the characters were going two different directions. Drove me nuts. But that book was when I first noticed. May have been my first Rags Morales book, too. Who knows?
And last?
No, I mean, I've tried like that, you know.
Is that a thing he does constantly?
No. Oh, yeah. Because that was like 90, or that was like 2005. Then he was doing it again in Rebirth. He was doing the action run with Morrison. Same thing. Still remember Clark's landlord opening the door and looking at him and looking down the hall at the same time.
Yeah. Messed up if we found out Rags Morales had a lazy eye. And he was just...
Maybe he does, but it's not like he draws a detailed eye. It's white with a dot.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, inker, just put the dot in the right spot. You know, it can't be that hard.
Or move the dot.
That's what I mean. Wrong, yeah, man. Just... Erase. It needs to be here.
Put the dot in the right spot.
That's correct. Thank you, Tim. That's our new motto. Pittsburgh Comics, put the dot in the right spot. Pat, any Justice League stories you were fond of?
Tower of Babel.
See, I was going to say almost anything of that early Morrison run. Like, you could pick almost any of those stories.
Yeah. I was going to say New World Order.
Okay.
Their first.
Is that the first one with the Martian?
Yeah, with the Hyper Clan, yeah. Trying to stick with, like, the classic Justice League lineup and not, like, Justice League International or something.
Yeah. Because I haven't actually read, like, too much Justice League before Morrison.
Yeah.
As it, like, there was, like, some things, like, in trade and stuff, or, like, you know, miniseries, you know, like, Nail and things like that, but...
I read some of the Detroit era until... And then they just went right into Justice League International, I think, after that, yeah.
Or was it Europe?
That's when I really got into it.
Okay, next is a tough one. I have... Tim can answer this one for me, but... Big Map or Whopper?
Oh, Whopper.
I don't like a big burger. I just like a cheeseburger. I don't like a big, like... If you gotta put an extra slice of bread in it, you...
So the Whopper is the only two slices. There's no...
Okay. Yeah.
And you can order it your way, and, you know, whatever you want.
I'm not a fan of either.
Yeah.
I don't like that... Thousand Island dressing they put on a big
pack.
Yeah,
I don't. That's what kills me there.
And I'd rather eat a wet bucket of shit than eat anything at Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King.
Wow.
Burger King is definitely slipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just like the Burger King, like in my in like in Washington, that was like bad. But it just seems like any of them
that's
now.
All
the one in Bethel has definitely gone downhill. You fear like your life sometimes in there. It's gross and dirty and just not nice. Yeah.
I'll have to say Big Mac, but I'll only have, like, maybe one a year.
Oh, okay. So I'm a Whopper guy.
So. After Christmas, because you're so hungry.
That's true,
It has a lot of calories. I can't take that many calories.
Yeah, you can't.
Or do you have to eat it beforehand, like you're carbo-loading, like the Flash?
No.
Or the Big Night.
It's Christmas Day, if anything.
Okay.
After the Big Night.
Yeah, carbo load from Mrs. Claus.
Hey now! Okay, number four. Which movie had the best one-liners? Ghostbusters or Anchorman? And what's your favorite line?
Well,
Ghostbusters and yes, this man has no dick.
Yeah.
Honestly, Anchorman has more, I think, but that does like...
They're not necessarily
better. Yeah, they're just one right after another. Yeah.
Anything
Lamp is a pretty good
one. Anything Bill Murray said. And
How many... It's Ghostbusters for me. Because how many times in my life have I said cross the streams?
Dogs and cats.
Hey,
Dave, what you doing?
You know.
Do any of the stadiums still have the trough bathrooms?
Yeah. Some do.
Well, the other thing... You have to be drunk to appreciate Anchorman. Like, I never found it that funny except for when I was under the influence of something.
Yeah, Anchorman's, like, maybe good for maybe two viewings, where Ghostbusters, I'm sure all of us have seen it multiple times.
It was just on. We watched it the other weekend. Yeah. One and two.
Two, I can't. Nah.
No, it was the second time I'd ever seen it. Does the reprint of JLA Avengers reopen doors for crossover? Sadly, I don't think so.
No. It'd be
because
nice.
I think it happened against either party's will. I really do, which is sad. So I'm sorry. I wish it would. I think especially now that you have two big corporations involved, as opposed to just the publishers.
Comic book companies.
Yeah. That there's too much going on.
There's too much legal everything. Mumbo jumbo going on. Yeah. It was not going to happen.
Yeah.
I was hoping coming out of the pandemic, the companies would get together and do a big crossover to get people back in the stores. But
it would have been nice. Even if it wasn't, didn't even have to be like a big thing. It could just be like an anthology thing where you just have Iron Man running into Batman or something, like, you know what I mean? It just something.
Yeah, I thought there'd be something.
Because it sucks, too, because, like, not so much with Marvel, really, because I don't think they have too many, but, like, a lot of, like, the DC crossovers they've been doing, like, you know, with, like, the totals and different things have been good, so it's not like, you know, they don't know how to do it or cannot do, like, a, you know, good version of that, but...
My guess is that the print run was set because that was the minimum print run they could set, type of thing. So yeah, sadly, I wish, but these next two are really deep. Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you do to my dog?
I'll tell you what I didn't do.
Yeah.
Put her foot over with your chair.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
That's all right.
Okay. What is the correct way to pronounce gyros? Gyros or gyros?
It's gyros.
It's gyros. Because yeah, I used to go Greek. To a Greek restaurant in Chicago, and that's how the Greek people there said it. So, sorry, I can't elaborate more on that one. And then this one I really don't have an answer for. Sheets, Get-Go, or Wawa's? I say Sheets. That's really the only one
what
I go
Wawa's?
To.
Wawa's.
I think that's out
it's
east.
Philly.
Yeah. Get-Go, the only things near me or that I go near is just literally the gas station part of Giant Eagle.
Sheets, you can get anything, anytime you want, made to order.
Yes.
Good or bad, but you can get it.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And the pretzel bun hamburger was, like, the best thing ever. But I'm a Wawa guy because it's where I grew up.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the questions. I hope we went smoothly enough. Calmly enough. Oh, Mike has questions as well.
Two parts.
Okay, we can help you get home.
Do you know where you live?
Yeah.
Do you know your address?
Okay, sorry.
Oh, no, he forgot the question.
No, I didn't. Okay, first one is, what is your most valuable, monetarily wise, comic in your collection?
It's easy.
And where do you keep it?
And where? What is your most sentimental, valuable comic in your collection?
Yes and yes, same book.
Daredevil 1?
Correct. It's in Sandy's basement. That's my ex-wife's house. Yeah.
Then it's not yours anymore, then.
It's mine.
Legally, not really.
It's mine. Right. Stop.
Where is it at?
In her basement.
Her basement?
Yeah. Okay. There was no reason for me to move it to the other house that had water in the basement issues. There was really no reason to move
it
there.
That goes with you. Take it with you.
Oh, I will. Eventually, I'll get all my stuff out. Carolyn's very upset that I still have stuff in her house, and even Sandy's like, "I don't care. It's in the basement. You know, are you going to take all the shelves too? You know, it's the so." But that's Daredevil number one. And
mine
there's a long story behind it. I'm
mine's
sure
Amazing Spider-Man 129.
I have that. I have $2,
$4 from Bem Bug Eyed Monsters. It was in Wilkinsburg. He's now Copacetic Comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's the significance of that issue, Mike?
First appearance of some guy named the Punisher.
I just enjoy that. You know, it's like we just throw out numbers and sometimes, it's
and
nice
this is the
explain.
First comic that I ever bought for myself. I still have it. It's in a glass thing. It's not really worth anything. Some guy named Kirby drew the cover, and the guy that did the artwork, his name was George Perez. It was Avengers 154.
Mm.
And I was hooked, line and sinker, and I still have it in my collection today. So,
Patrick?
I have no idea what my most valuable
comic okay.
is because I just, I you mean, see, I don't buy okay. them
yeah.
for...
That's right. That. Well, you started because the game, the video game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I got back into it because of that.
Yeah.
If I had to, well, shit, I don't even know because of the way some of these more recent things have skyrocketed for absolutely no reason. I don't even, I had first appearance of Beta Ray Bill, that might be.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to think. And I really, like, I'm not even being evasive. I just really have no idea what's worth it. You know, anything I own. Maybe the Batarang. That might be.
I think that's like 50 bucks.
No, I think I have something worth more than that. Batarang.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I have some of the ones that Colin has in the case for 100 bucks or 200 bucks. That I bought thinking, this isn't going to be worth anything. But it was just a fun story to read. Now it is. Sentimental-wise, I don't know. Maybe the Nom number one. Because it was a comic my dad had, and we weren't allowed to read. And after I read it, I'm like, I really don't know why I wasn't allowed to read this.
That's Mike Golden, wasn't it, back then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the the new universe, Marvel? Mm-mm. No, that wasn't it. Mm-mm. Okay, I still remember that. I have that issue somewhere.
Price wise, I would probably say it's Amazing Spider-Man. I always forget if it's 12 or 13. It's the first appearance of Mysterio.
13.
And I got it signed by Stan Lee the last time he was at Still City, like, a decade ago. So, that's probably, monetarily, that's probably, it's at least up there, you know. It's in, it cracks probably at the top 3 or 5. Sentimental? It probably would have to be maybe, like, when I first started, like, get into the comics, I grabbed, and I was trying to get back issues. The first thing I got was the Eric Lynch Return of the Sinister Six. So maybe like that, or like some early like Ultimate Spider-Man. Whenever I first started getting, you know what I mean, because those were just kind of like the first, Amazing Spider-Man when Chinisky was writing it. Like, he was like midway through his run whenever I first got in, so toss up between like those, like, because those were kind of like my first like things whenever I was like seriously getting into to like reading and collecting. So
that's cool.
I think I know Dave is most sentimental.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Treasury edition.
Write it down, and then after I say it, you can see if you're right. I'd say my most valuable is Star Wars number 1.
Oh, okay.
1977. That's probably the oldest book I have.
Did you buy that as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at the newsstand. And my most sentimental, when you say most sentimental, I've said this before, but the first book that comes to mind is The Laugh Olympics number 1. That book is beat the heck, and I love that book. It's from like 1976 or something.
And that's from being as a kid too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's really cool.
So I was going to go with the Rudolph thing. You got the...
Yogi's...
Christmas.
That's what I thought maybe you were
that,
gonna...
Well, I've only had that.
True.
I've only had that
true.
For like a
what?
Month.
Well, I thought maybe you might have had it when you were younger.
I never had it before. No, it's not like I had it and lost it. But it's Hanna-Barbera, so it's the same.
It's in the family.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew what I was thinking.
No Scrooge? No. No.
Yeah, I don't have any, like anything from, like, the 40s or 50s or 60s. Nothing that old, as far as Scrooge goes.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So I thought the new previews came out. And last month, we went through the Marvel previews, and I thought that was effective. Helped me. Now, it was pointed out to me that the Marvel's preview is much thinner than it was last month.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so
it is.
Back cover?
It was 120 pages, and now it's only 80.
Oh, yeah, it is.
My man doesn't have a forehead. He's got an 8 head.
Well, I mean, when your hair...
And the hair's going the wrong way.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to go sideways, right?
It's got cornrows.
Yeah. The hair's wrong.
We're talking about the cover for Amazing Spider-Man number 7. It's Norman Osborn.
Yeah, and his hair goes across his head, not
back like cornrows.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Editors.
The editors. Can't fire them all.
No, wait a minute. That I'm sorry, that's not an editor thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the artist.
Oh, right. But the fact that
and
nobody caught it?
That's Romita Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
He should know better.
Yeah.
He's been drawing for, like, what, 30,
well,
40 years?
Well, that's true.
Did you guys see the cufflinks?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
They're goblins.
No, he's a big fan of Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Okay, page 1. Avengers 1 million BC. A one-shot. Jason Aaron and Kev Walker. The Secret Origin of Thor. Just in time for the movie. Then we get Axe the Body Spray. Judgment Day.
Axe Judgment Day. Which...
Okay.
Ooh, death.
But this is Avengers and X-Men versus the Eternals. Da, da, da.
Who asked for this book?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
We did.
You just don't remember it.
Oh,
but you did.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding
That's me. Why it's going to be in your pool.
Cheaper paper on this, too. Interesting. So we have Axe, Death of to the Mutants, crossing through a bunch of books, whole bunch of books, more Fortnite, yay. I thought Demon Wars was over.
More Demon Wars.
Well, this is number one of four.
Well, they've all been... Well, they were all one-shots. Okay, so this is a new Demon Wars miniseries. Shang-Chi was canceled. Well, it wasn't canceled, but number 13 became Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings number one. A bold near era, yes, with a number 13.
Why? Ooh.
The art germ cover...
Oh, new, next movie.
It is very anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Okay, we got the the Spider-Man with the wrong hair.
Can't find these things, Colin.
No, you can't. And we got Daredevil 650. Holy cow.
Wait after two.
In my book.
Not the bottom.
What? You can't have both.
Oh,
yeah, you can.
We can't tell them that.
I just did.
You didn't tell them.
Joining the ranks of the weird combinations, we have Ms. Marvel and Wolverine number one.
Oh, wait a minute. What's on page 23, bottom right?
Yeah. That's a crappy book.
That's a best-selling book of the year.
I will put it right up there with...
Don't even go there. Don't even go there. I know where you live.
I have a feeling. And then we have the conclusion to Spider-Man 2099, Exodus. X-Terminators, a five-issue miniseries. Enter the Grindhouse of X. Holy cow.
We need more X-Men books.
Yeah.
Like we need a hole in our head?
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, another mech strike. Mech everywhere.
Badges.
Avengers and Moon Girl. Okay. Sure. Sorry, not a lot of number ones. Man, this paper is a lot thinner than it normally is.
Yeah. Anybody
Predator do? Number one. Predator's back, baby.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I've read that before.
Is anybody getting the new Fantastic Four miniseries?
Oh, that's the Alex Ross one? Yeah.
Or is it the Arthur Adams-based one?
Okay. No, the Pete David one, the miniseries?
Yeah, with
Spider-Man. And
Hulk.
Okay.
Bunch of Star Wars books?
Yeah. I was just mostly looking for number ones.
Well, you didn't share that plan with the rest of us.
Well, that's mostly... I was looking for the new stuff. Just talking about the new stuff.
Okay.
That's all.
So I guess we'll go to DC then?
We'll jump over to DC. Oh, yeah. Batman 125. First Chip Zdarsky issue. Oh, what's
that? And I think it's the new logo, too.
What's that? Oh, that. Yeah, new logo. It's just more straighter across.
Oh.
Variant program. Yikes. Oh, yeah, I'll get that one in 500, no problem.
What?
Jim Lee, Batman variant.
It's still 500.
I do not. This is Rom V taking over Detective.
Yeah, that changed quick. Wasn't the...
Yeah, well, because he's doing Dark Crisis, so he stepped away. Bye, Timothy.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Looks like there's a bunch of Dark Crisis.
Yeah, tie-ins, miniseries, things. Yeah, Black Adam, Justice Society files. Ooh.
Yeah, they didn't even try it. Like, that's just straight up.
That is The Rock. Yeah, you are correct. Welcome to The Rock. Artemis is getting a one-shot. DC Mech, as you mentioned, very excited. Ooh, Young Justice getting a little miniseries.
Well, that's like the second.
Oh, look at that cover. Oh, is that beauteous? Yeah. Superman Space Age, Mark Russell, Mike Allred. Very excited. Makes me happy.
July 26th. Allred has a variant cover as the regular cover, too.
Yep, 150. I might have to stretch for that one. Batman White Knight presents the Red Hood. That was neat. They introduced that in... It was in a little footnote box. Yeah.
Is that just a one shot?
Two.
Is it? Okay, two part. Okay.
Yeah, it says one or two at the bottom.
Yeah, and then they're doing some DC Vampires extras. Got an all out war in this one. Oh, we got a Dead Man kids book, a Constantine kids book.
Well, no,
but we can't have Vertigo.
But is that Dead Man supposed to be a kids book? Like, it, the art makes me think.
Yeah, it's 5.5 by 8, so yeah, it's more of the digest size.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's $9.99.
So. Yeah. Okay. And then stuff. Continuing. Next issue. No offense to all you fine books. Oh, I saw Monkey Prince. Hurt my eyes.
Number 6.
Yeah.
And that's your new review book.
Oh, there. It is not.
There's a void in here without a Deep Target book.
Yeah, because that's taking a little break.
A deep void, you could say.
Oh, Deep Target? I thought you meant Human Target. No, human Target's taking a little break.
No.
Aquaman, Green Lantern. Green Lantern was a void, yes. Thank you very much. So, Pat, what'd you read?
I read books. I read Primo's number 3.
I haven't read 2 yet.
No.
I'm bad.
That's okay.
Bad Colin.
Yeah. So they went and collected their cousin Gina. I believe it's just 4 issues. And the team just got together like midway through the 3rd book. So I'm not sure how this is going to wrap up because they still got to find their brother, and like they kind of did a side quest because after they got Gina, she had to go find her sister who was taken by I guess they were a cartel. And the other cousin, the one that has the mask, it's like the Mexican James Bond, he apparently has dealt with them before and was told never to come back. And so he came back and they got caught. So it'll be interesting to see how they get out of it. But it just, for a book that only has 1 issue left, it feels like it kind of got off track of where it was supposed to.
This is AWA.
Yeah.
It's a weird one. They're putting out that number one is the reprint of number one is the Free Comic Day book. It's just like, just odd.
Yeah, that, well, I mean, they're certainly going to put Hit Me out.
Kids would love that.
Yeah.
So maybe I was thinking like one of the Straczynski ones that led to so many of the other books. Might
I
would have
put Erratic out. That would have what was the Bite Size? That would have been another good one to put out because kids can read that one without a problem. Let's see. Batman the Knight number 4.
I read that.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. He goes to see a ninja master.
Right.
And
has to fight to get in, kind of.
Right, and then there's another group that shows up that doesn't have to fight in.
Right, but so he's in there training, talking with another guy, strikes up a friendship. I thought that guy was going to lead into being the ghost.
That's who I thought, too.
Or ghost maker
ghost
or whatever.
Ghost maker, yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
And clearly the other people that are just being allowed in are Ra's al Ghul's people. The ninja master is being allowed to do what he does on the condition that he lets these people just come in to be trained.
Right.
It's clear he doesn't like it any more than Bruce and this other guy don't like it. So they of course kung fu fight because everybody's kung fu fighting. And Bruce and who I presume will be Ghostmaker win, and they know there's going to be hell to pay for it.
Well, no, there's no more to that, though. Bruce, the ninja master, was going to teach killing blows, and Bruce didn't want to know those.
Yeah.
So he bailed and left, and then the assassins tracked him down, had the big fight, and his buddy came and helped him, and then they went on. But it was revealed that the buddy's the one that told the assassins that he had left and go to chase him.
Somehow I missed that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was the buddy that sent them after him.
Jeez. Yeah, I completely missed it. Yeah. So maybe it's not Ghostmaker, though.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Man, don't show your tummy, Marley.
dick.
Yes.
And the last one I'll talk about is Nightwing. That was fun. It was a fun issue.
Yeah.
You know, the Flash team up with, or, you know, another Flash team up with Nightwing. And their conversation about how, you know, you can be happy. You and Babs can be happy together. Just go do it. And, you know, Dick, of course, is like, you know, no, we can't do it. They're, you know, misery.
So you guys already have a puppy, like.
Yeah, exactly. So you're already a family. Just do it. But, of course, you know, they saved the day. I forget the name of the assassin. It's,
oh, KG Beast?
No, not KG Beast. The one that they never miss, or they keep coming at you until...
Oh, like the head of the thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
she wore, yeah, like a weird bull mask or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember either.
But, yeah, that fight ended real quick.
Well, yeah, because he has his special suit now, because...
Mr. Terrific and Barry made it, so it's like...
Well,
it's stab-proof.
Yeah, it's like stab-proof, mostly bulletproof, like whole bunch of different extra... There's like extra like things, like compartments, like, you know, I think hidden in places and stuff.
I love how they had... So Wally bolted after her... And, like, ran into a force field. And she's like, yeah, it was really just meant to stop bullets, but it worked well against him, too.
Yeah.
And he's, like, knocked out on the ground, which is good, because it's, I mean, it's a way to eliminate the Flash from being able to end this even easier. But it was a fun issue.
Yeah, I like the, because, like, this lady, she's ahead of all these, you know, assassins, mercenary people. So, you know, was like, oh, well, let's, you know, like, shut it down. And Nightwing's like, no. Let's use them. Sends, like, you know, this fake kid out on everybody and just had, like, all his superheroes, like, the Titans and John, Superman, you know, at all the locations just to see how many of them they could catch, you know. I thought that was, like, a pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool, like, little, like, very Batman. You know,
yes.
Very, very Batman.
Yeah, I'm going to send them to go attack somebody there's no way they could kill.
Well, weren't the kids dog-sitting or something in this one? Wally's kids?
I think, yeah, because whenever...
And they're like, thanks, now my kids want to...
Yeah, because they asked for a dog, and he's like, what? And just, like, left, and he's like, I can't. He's like, somehow these kids can torture me more than any supervillain's able to do. Like,
and the other... fun part is, like, the Flash has no way of carrying somebody properly.
Yeah, he's like, I can either carry in my arms or piggyback.
Yeah.
Like, can't, all you speedsters, can't, nobody's come up with a better way to do this.
And he ends up doing the piggyback again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, why would, I mean. Yeah.
It's a little weird if he's just carrying them, like, over the threshold.
They're good friends.
I just hope he doesn't vibrate too much on your ends.
Yeah.
But
it was cool to see, like, some old Teen Titans in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Starfire and whatever Donna Troy is called now. I don't know what she's called now.
Wonder Girl, isn't it?
I don't know.
Wasn't she just going by Donna Troy for a while?
That's what I think, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping after this Titans Academy stuff is over and they give her some time to assimilate, they can... Because they really haven't had, like, a good, like, Titans book since John's, right? And, wasn't even, like, that was, like, the new crop of, you know, Titans. Yeah. You know, that was, like, the Tim Drakes and all of them.
They had some of the older, I read that, they had some of the older, the original members, too, as kind of, like, mentors.
Hmm.
But now it seems
but
it like a...
But they were at Titans Tower, too.
Yeah. But it ends with Blockbuster now, basically, because now nobody wants to take the job of trying to assassinate Dick Grayson, because all these assassins just got picked up, so it was like...
And she said, it's up to you now.
Yeah,
if you want the job done, you need to do it yourself. Yeah.
That's what I read. Of course, Kyle looks at Spencer Ray as he takes a drink.
Yeah.
Clockwise isn't that crazy.
We don't always go clockwise. Sometimes we like cut across
Mike?
And like
I'll go.
Spencer's unprepared.
I can go. I'll talk about this one. I picked it up and I was like kind of like excited about it. It was the collector number one from Dark Horse. Yeah, it's kind of lame. It was very boring. It's basically, you know, here's the thing. With a title called The Collector, I want to know what he's collecting, or at least have the intent of collecting. It's basically telling a story of a prisoner of war in World War II. Was he British or American? Colin, did you read it? Mm. Okay. Anyhow,
did
he's
he
in...
say hello or hello?
Hello, Governor.
But they're in the Japanese internment or prison camp.
That is probably American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all the whole story is basically how they're going to do experimental chemical, you know, warfare on some of these people. And they'll have a, you know, team A and team B, and they're going to see how it affects. And the one guy finds that he gets infected because towards the end he starts throwing up and vomiting. And at the end, they're like showing about how they're going to inject more people. It was just, I could care less. I really could. And I was like, what just happened? And even the little intro in the beginning of the inside, it says he's been collecting things since 1916. Was he collecting? We have no idea.
So was it just like a one shot?
No, it was four issues coming up.
You gonna stop or you?
Oh hell no! I'm not reading this again. No, it was not good.
Is this gonna be your deep target?
So you're not gonna collect the collector?
I'm not gonna collect the collector.
Who's the publisher on this?
Dark Horse.
Oh, it's Dark
Horse. Known like writer?
Will Conrad.
Oh, okay.
That's an honor, yeah.
He's a pretty good writer, but I was like, eh.
The collector.
Not so good. The other one I will talk about is I actually figured out what was going on. Black Hammer Reborn number 11.
You figured it out one issue before the end.
Yes, good. It took that long.
Good.
So, is it Colonel Weird? Is it Weirdo?
Colonel Weird, yeah.
Colonel Weird. Zaps, Black Hammer's son, daughter, and husband into some kind of portal. And she's like, no, and zaps them. And they come through the portal, and you have the daughter and the dad. And the son's missing completely. But where are they? You don't know. So they start asking questions.
Yeah.
And they run into some of the old team, and they recognize the guy with the mustache.
Abraham Slam.
Yes. And they're like, he's like, no, be quiet.
Don't say that name.
Don't say that name. No, nobody knows what's going on. You're like, blah, blah, blah. Be quiet. Like, where are we? Where's Spiral City? You're like, where's no Spiral City? Where's my son?
Yeah. Well,
I'll send you to the sheriff. He's my ex-husband or whatever. He'll help you out. And you can't figure out. So they start going outside. And Abraham's explaining to him what happened.
Yeah, Madame Dragonfly
created
this another world for them. But it seems like it's our world.
It is our world.
It is our world, right?
So they're like, oh, it's a multiverse? And they're like, no, this is the world. And they're going through, like, the history.
They show, like, all these scenes from U.S. history.
Hitler, Martin Luther King, assassination of Kennedy, all these things. The Two Towers and everything.
Yeah.
So they're like, we need to find my son. We need to find my son. And they kind of like go down the road, and he's with the
Inspector Insector.
Yeah.
I think he went to like the comic strip Limbo before, which they've shown, what they've shown in the previous series, which was a great couple issues. And then they end up the boy, the son, and Inspector Insector.
Yeah.
Who's like a big insect with like a trench coat.
Yeah, and you're like just like, okay, this somehow fits. So they're off to... Who are they going off to talk to?
Well, they showed this at the end of number 10, but Abraham Slam and the car, they're on the road right when Abraham Slam drives by.
Yeah.
With the husband and the...
Yeah. And this issue ends with, was it the cop car pulling
up? Yeah, and the cop pulls up at the end.
So for 10 issues, I've been kind of confused, but 11 kind of made things a lot
The
more
cameos better. In this were great, especially when he's it was kind of sad, because he's talking about how they made Golden Gale, and Sherlock Frankenstein, who had a thing together. They made them kids now.
Yeah.
And they're in Abraham Slam's, you know, they're...
They're the grandparents now.
The grandparents.
Yeah.
And they don't remember anything about this, like, horrible stuff they've been through.
Yeah.
Even in the, they're like, is that, like, the best thing for them? I mean, that's a question. That's a good question to think about.
Yeah. So, that was really good. I enjoyed it.
That was great.
And that's all I'm going to talk about.
That's all there is.
You want to go, Spencer?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll go completely crazy here.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to crisscross the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're up next, Mark.
Okay. Crimson Cage. This is the last issue of the wrestling series.
From is this number five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the last issue. The main Chuck, the main guy in the whole story, his wife has her big match. You know, because at this time the female wrestling was more kind of just like a side thing. Like, you know, it wasn't very popular with the fans. So she has like this dream match with this like one wrestler from some other like territory, and she ends up getting injured in the match. And dies, and then so they're like, oh, well, we'll cancel the show. You know, your wife just died, and he's like, no, we're gonna finish the show, because like, you know, there's this prophecy, and it's like, they're having this steel cage match, and it's called the Crimson Cage, so it's like, as long as the prophecy was like, as long as the roof stands up in the cage, he's like, you know, he's unbeatable. So he starts having this match, and, like, so he, starts, as I say in the business, he starts working for himself, you know, because he wants to keep the title, so he's, like, he's actually trying to beat up on the guy, he's cutting the guy with his razor, you know, and stuff like that, and, the fight ends up, they end up going through the one of the wall of the cages, and then, it gets turned into a no falls anywhere, and then the cage ends up falling, so he ends up losing. And then I won't completely spoil the ending, but I'll just leave it as the guy kind of got his comeuppance at the end. Like I said, it's a, you know, and it weaves in all this stuff
Macbeth?
Yeah, Macbeth, yeah, that I can, yeah. Like I said, definitely, I would definitely recommend picking it up in a trade or whatever when it comes out, especially if you're, like, a fan of old school wrestling and stuff like that. The art in it is really good.
Have you given it to Caleb to read?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to give him my single issues, or I was thinking about when it comes out in a trade, because they're in, like, 10 like bucks.
That seems like up his wheelhouse.
Yeah, with it being, like, you know, like a 10-buck trade, I was thinking about just buying it and giving it to him, be like, this is cool. Yours now, read it. And
that's
like,
cool.
Ah, thanks, I need something else to read, you know. Flash. This issue opens up with Kid Flash, Wallace, and the new Titans, the new hideout, since the tower has fell. And he's getting ready to take a math test, and you see the spread blurred one bats, and it's Wallace
throwing notes at him.
Yeah, to tell him to come, like, there's an emergency, you gotta come outside, and he looks out the window, and Flash is just sitting out there with a big, like, sign there, like a message he wrote in the dirt, was like, come on, let's go. And, you know, they're talking, and he goes out there, and he does the math test real quick, and gets it to Arsenal, and he goes out there. And he kept on calling him Ace.
Yeah.
I didn't know why that was for. Like, and I was kind of hoping by the end of the issue he would have called him Wallace or something. Like, you know what I mean? No, just continue to do it. Like,
he just kept calling him Ace through the entire thing. And it kind of was bothering him, too. You could tell. Yeah.
So the big emergency was there was this ice cream shop. I can't remember where it was at.
Across the world, that's all I remember, yeah.
That was going out of business, so, and then, so that was a big thing, and so, but, Wally was able to convince Wallace to, you know, to eat it, and yes, it was really good, and so he tries to eat it really quick, because he's like, we have to go, and he gets super brain freeze from eating the ice cream, you know, with super speed, So they leave, and then like they're having this talk, and you know, they're talking about like Wally tells Wallace about like whenever he first became Kid Flash, and like whenever he first started going out patrolling by himself
without the Flash's knowledge.
And then one time when he did that, there was like a bonfire or something, and the Flash was there, and he showed up, and like, you know, Barry didn't yell at him or anything.
He's glad there for help.
Yeah, and then so he's like, I know, because Wally getting ready to do something? Oh, no, he just has a lot going on with the kids.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on, and he wanted to ask Kid Flash, Wallace, for help.
Yeah, so he shows him his like his route he kind of takes throughout the day, and it's all over the planet, in the center of the Earth. Though my favorite scene would probably have to be when they're running somewhere, and Wally just stops, and Wallace comes back, he's like, what's going on? And he's like, that, and he points over, and it's a Legion of Doom lair getting built. He's like, I come across these every once in a while, and when I do, I like to go in and I like, just kind of like, take some things. And so, like, you know, messing with it so it's longer for them to put together and be in use and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of like a neat, like, yeah, I bet he would just come across a lot of really kind of strange, random things, you know, with having super speed and just running around everywhere.
But he kind of, he was trying to explain that Kid Flash does have a purpose. And that Wallace does have a purpose.
Yeah.
And don't feel like what you're doing doesn't matter or doesn't count. And I think that was really cool.
Yeah, because Wallace was having kind of some issues with Barry, because like they haven't really talked a lot before he went into the multiverse to, you know, explore that stuff. And that's where like his story of like coming, you know, whenever he was a Kid Flash, when Wally was a Kid Flash. But yeah, it's just a nice, just like
fun. Yeah,
I think it's just a, you know, good breather in between, like, you know, main story arcs. I thought it was pretty good. And then I, Robbins, this is the last issue of the miniseries. Man, the hope that I had for this book when it first came out to what...
Yeah, not that's there, what, that, it like, just kept nosediving for me.
I mean, it had...
All the potential.
Tim Seeley is writing, it's dealing with all the Robins. I mean, I wasn't never really a big fan of the art, but I could have got past it if the, you know, if the story was good enough. And it was just... Like, this issue, they reveal, like, you know, there was kind of, like, this girl beforehand that, like, he kind of helped use. Like, I don't know. It was really confusing. I don't know. I was not a fan of this book, and it doesn't give me, like, any, like, excited for any, if they try to put any of those other Round Robin books from last year or whatever wins this year. It kind of just makes me go, I don't know about it now, but,
Oh, was that the winner of that?
Yeah, that was the winner. Yeah, that was the winner.
So now, was the competition just a pitch, or did they actually have to produce something?
Yeah.
I think the original thing was a pitch, and then once you got, and then if you won. Okay. But then, belated news, I do remember, that reminded me, that they had a Blue Beetle from the Robins one from last year, and I guess they're finally getting ready to print that.
Okay.
So, and then the last thing I'll talk about is Wolverine. It's back to its regular,
I was all set title to read that, and then I saw Deadpool was in it.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's funny because it's Deadpool narrating most of it, but it's Wolverine in the thing, and it's basically just Deadpool's trying to get on the island. And they won't let him there. Be like, he tries parachuting in, and they just rocket launches him out of the sky. They don't, you know, he doesn't go through the portals. And then, so you know, there's some interaction with him and Logan there, because Logan is like looking for. And there's like these. I think it's like somebody is building Sentinels or something like that. And so then it ends up with, like, him going to this place, and Deadpool's already been there and has destroyed a lot of, like, the robots and stuff like that. So basically just setting up like a team up between Logan and Deadpool, and they do kind of talk a little bit of some of the stuff from the two miniseries, but like nothing too great. Like I don't feel like I missed anything by not reading those two miniseries.
Colin, you don't like Deadpool?
Just not a fan. Like I enjoy him in small doses. I loved him in Uncanny X-Men. Or Uncanny X-Force.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thought he was great in that, but beyond that, no. A little Deadpool goes a very, very long way.
And that was the last thing.
Okay, World's Finest.
Oh,
I read that number two.
What a book.
Like, as Colin said earlier, it is so great to have Mark Waid back writing these characters, because he knows them so well.
So do you think, like, whenever he was at Marvel, they just wasn't, like, giving him titles that he wanted to, or didn't, like... Cause I remember...
Well, I don't think he grew up loving Doctor Strange. He grew up loving Superman and Batman. Yeah, yeah. And...
But just in his writing style, you could tell he loves the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's writing this book, it feels completely different than any other book I'm reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's... Yep.
But, like, my favorite line in this... He just knows the character so well. At the beginning, when they're at the Doom Patrol mansion and they get Negative Man to cure Superman's blood, and then Dr. Niles Calder and Batman are talking.
But no, well, you had that.
They're talking, and Superman says, and Robin's like, you know, they're talking over each other. He says, that's how two people talk when they think they're the smartest people in the room.
When you get two people that each think they're the smartest person in the room.
Well, you had Robin talking about how freaky the basement was to Rita. And then after Superman's cured, Batman's smiling. She's like,
oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the creepiest thing I've ever seen was Batman smiling.
Yes, it should have Batman smiling.
Yeah, and it
did
just.
Did they explain how they were able to cut his chest open?
No.
I think
that's the only thing I was.
My only guess would be the kryptonite would have some impact.
I thought he had a kryptonite because I thought
scalpel.
The scalpel was. I thought it was green.
Oh, okay.
That was the only. Thing I
just went with it, but I did at first go.
That was my blinded. I loved. He's like, oh,
but then I mean, it's just like it's so smart to have to like to bring that up, you know, to get into the characters' heads like that.
But then it goes into introducing who the big bad is, this demon guy, and all through that, and that was a great story. And then it's,
and then Supergirl.
Yeah, well then, so Bruce and Batman, Superman have to go rescue Billy Batson from Felix Faust.
Superman's like, I feel well enough to take on Felix.
And then you had Supergirl take Robin back in time to meet the people that defeated the bad guy to figure out what they needed to do. And they apparently had some tiff.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it has them going, you know, they both have, you know, the very cold speech balloons. And she's like, no, we're fine. And she's flying him. And they're, you know,
she did have one compliment. She complimented on his pants.
Yeah, well, because he's now wearing pants instead of his shorts.
I'm trying it out.
Robin now has pants. Yeah.
All the little interactions were just so refreshing.
Yeah.
And the voices were different.
Right.
You know, as opposed to Bendis. Wade just nailed every... Oh. I mean, both these issues have been fantastic.
Yeah, I do, because like it kind of seemed like it hinted to like they went like on, tried to go like on a date or something. Like.
Yeah, that probably didn't go out the way they thought.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But what a fun book! And I tweeted right after that, just thank goodness he's back. Oh,
yeah, so good.
But that was a really good book.
Hopefully he stays.
Yeah. Well, I think the beef was him and DiDio. So.
Because he was gone the whole time. He was.
It seems like a common theme.
After, because it was after 52, I think, is when he left. Because he was one of the 52 writers.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Avengers 55. This is kind of a breather issue, setting the table for what's coming next, which seems to be a war with Mephisto and all the Mephistos in the multiverse, because they wrapped up the multiversal Masters of Evil storyline, and this is also takes into account the Heroes Reborn storyline with the end, with the disbanding of the Squadron Supreme of America. So, big thing in this is the Serpent Society has like an office in Manhattan. They're okay. called Serpent Solutions. And they seem to be, I don't know what they do. I didn't understand what they do, but they worship Mephisto.
Okay, just a little side note there. A new home builder just moved in across the creek here in the building called Hemlock Homes. And I'm like, isn't Hemlock bad? Didn't, like, Socrates drink? Yeah, so I'm just like, why would you name something Hemlock?
I know that's Sherlock Hemlock.
That's a very odd
from
name.
From Sesame Street.
So that's all. Just a odd name.
So one day the Serpent Society, they go mad and they start like killing everybody, going floor to floor, and the Avengers,
in the building?
In the building that their office is in. I don't know what they do. And the Avengers are called in, and then when you get there, Nighthawk from the Squadron Supreme is taking care of everything. And then a portal opens and Mephisto walks through and he says, I'm gonna change the world, you know, into my likeness. And then you turn a page, there's a 2-page spread with 616 Mephistos.
Mephisto is the big bad in that Heroes Reborn story. Okay.
Yeah.
That dealt with the Squadron Supreme. Okay, got
and
it.
And then it closes up and the Avengers are standing there slack jawed and Captain Marvel says, "We're gonna need a lot more Avengers." And then at the end, they're back at Avengers Mountain, which has been really messed up after the Masters of Evil storyline. And they're taking a vote. You don't know what they're voting on. And they vote to give membership to Nighthawk, to the Avengers. So Jason Aaron loves these dark characters. And maybe he's replacing Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider's gone, doing something else now. In that Avengers Forever book. Nice House on the Lake.
I'm behind. I still haven't read 6.
I stopped.
Don't you like it? You didn't like it?
I'm going to get the trade. Okay. I just was... The big long break and stuff, that just lost me there. And I'm just like, you know what? I'll just wait for the trade.
It's easy to... Yeah, it was easy for me to pick up. It could have been harder, but...
Is this the first issue back?
This is the second issue back. Okay. But Walters made... It's so good. It's really good. Walters made everybody forget. I'll try not to give too much away.
Oh, no, you're good. I'll forget.
Okay.
He's old, remember.
Walters made everybody forget that he's an alien or whatever he is, and he's like a member of the group now. And he's taken Nora and stuffed her away. She was causing problems for him. So they've forgotten that Nora was ever even there, and she's out living in a bunker that Walter put her in. So this issue starts. They get the new shed. They ask for a new shed so they could put all their whiteboards and mapping stuff in there. They get that. Now they're like ready to ask for like equipment to build like an observatory so they could have a microscope and look out to the stars. And Walter says, "We should think about farming. We should start a farm." And they're in, and Sarah calls him out, and she's like, "Why do you want to like make a farm? You know, we want to get home. We don't like want to put down roots here. Why don't you want to get home?" She asks him, like, "Why don't you want to get home?"
Do they know why they're there now?
They have no idea. They forgot all this stuff about like the water was an alien and
controlling everything.
Yeah. And then so at the end, Walter goes to Nora. He's talking to her because it's weird because he needs to talk to somebody about this. So he has Nora there to talk with. And Nora tells her, "You can't have it both ways, Walter. You know, you can't expect people to put down roots when they think they might want, when they think there's a world to get back to. But you know there's not a world to get back to, but you don't want them to know that." And then at the end, one of the other girls, Ryan, she finds the bunker where Nora is being held. And there's condensation on the glass, and Nora writes "hi." And so she knows, you know, so that's going to be interesting to see what happens after that. I also read the Captain America.
So did I.
number zero. Thought he'd give it a chance.
Yeah.
It was fun.
There was a lot of nothing. Yeah. That was my thing. Arnim Zola shows up, launches a rocket that's going to blow up the sun and destroy the Earth. Both Caps jump on the rocket to stop it.
Yeah.
They stop it. The end. And it just, and it was a big extra long issue of all this stuff going on. It just kind of kept going, and it was like quips and one-liners and Cap smashing stuff, and it's like, okay. But I swear that like the inside of this rocket had to be like 40 feet wide. It was the largest interior shots.
I like the on page 2 and 3, that two-page spread of that point of view of Cap and Steve and Sam coming at you with their shields.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really kind of like out of focus.
Yeah, there was one scene really cool. Where Sam was on the outside of the rocket and it was like, oh, good thing there's this big superstructure on the outside for him to hang on to. It's like, and it was like one big square just like on the side of the rocket. It was just like, why would you have structure on
why
the side
two
of a
Captain
rocket?
America's
well, because. Yeah.
Isn't there more than two?
Well, there's more. But they each have a shield, and they showed up to fight because, well, Sam was captain when Steve was out, but the gist of it is, there was one funny part. It's like, how about I'll be spectacular Captain America, and you can be uncanny Captain America.
Yeah.
And in the end, they decided to both be adjectiveless Captain America.
We're just Captain America.
And so now we get two Captain America books.
But if you're in the room together and you say Captain America...
They go, Cap'n, and the other one goes, Cap'n.
Cap'n?
Because if you have two captains, they can greet each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Why doesn't he just become the Falcon again, then?
Because he wants to be Captain America.
Why?
I don't know. It wasn't bad. It just kind of went on on and on. That's all. And then the rocket blew up. This is a rocket that's designed to blow up the sun... They just have it blow up above New York City. Yeah, and nothing happens.
Nothing
happened.
It was made to blow up.
He wanted to turn everybody into dinosaurs.
Who did?
Arnim Zola.
Yeah.
This, when the sun's rays hit this compound, the compound would spread everywhere in New York City, and everyone would become dinosaurs.
Okay.
Is that where the Jurassic League came from?
No, that's wrong company.
And the rocket, it was like housed in a skyscraper. So like the sides of the scraper of the building came down and then the rocket went up.
How do you build that?
I don't know.
That's all I got.
Okay. Sorry to burst your bubble on that. I only got one more. And
it's okay.
Somebody else had to have read this. Knighted number 5? Or did I miss it and this came out weeks ago?
No, it came out last
week. Okay.
I'm just behind, so I didn't read
it. Oh, you didn't read it? Okay, then I won't talk about it. Because it wraps up the story. Or does it?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
But it was good. I thought it was real good. Some of the art was a little wonky. And not, like, the main art, but, like, the background. People seem to lose their noses in the backgrounds, I've noticed, with Teixeira.
When was the last time he did anything before
It's been
this
a long
book?
Time. I mean, I
mean, maybe
the
something.
Last thing I remember him doing was... Space Punisher.
Oh,
that was the last thing I remember.
Do you like how it ended?
Yeah, it was fine. Okay. Did you read it?
No. His artwork made me stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the art wasn't great, but I thought the story was
Did you
fun.
Ever like his stuff?
No,
or?
Never. There's just something about it's just too loose. Just,
well, it's like it's not inked. It's weird. Yeah, like it almost looks like it's done with like pastels or something.
Yeah, I'm just not a big. I've never been a big fan of his. The other one, I've never been a big fan of Scott Collins. So
neither have I. I don't. You know, I do, when he does. Stuff. Yeah, he's done a lot of Flash. Like I remember, Blackest Night, one of those or something.
When he did
and
the
it
Avengers,
just, I wasn't a
it
fan.
Was painful for me. Yeah.
But then there's some that I've grown to enjoy, like Howard Porter I didn't like when I first saw.
Well, his style is so different now than even from just like that early Avengers stuff with Morrison. Like, it's almost...
Who, Porter?
Yeah.
He's a different artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even the same ballpark anymore. He's completely different.
He had problems. I forget what happened to his hand.
Oh, really?
He had to retire. I read this.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything for a while,
driving,
right?
He was driving a school bus. I swear this is true. He was driving a school bus for a while before he...
So he had to, like, relearn how to do what he was doing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that was, like, his new stuff looks very kind of digitally, so maybe...
It could be digitally, and if it is digitally, you draw in a completely different manner, so it might be easier.
I remember not caring for his stuff until it was that... Like Justice League 3000 or whatever, and that was when I went. Wait, yeah. I think that changed my opinion of him.
I think that was when he's like, I don't know, when he came back. I guess that was like one of the first things I've ever seen him on.
Okay, because that's when I went. I kind of like this.
Yeah, definitely.
Where I hadn't liked this stuff before. Okay.
Well, Colin, what's coming out?
We
next
have
week?
Books, and we have some fun stuff for me to talk about too. But we have Batman 123. Cover by Howard Porter, part of Shadow War. Batman Killing Time number 3. She was a little gassy earlier. That's the the Tom King book.
The little hair I have is falling out.
Now this is fun because DC is like going around. It's not like official Free Comic Book Day stuff. They're doing their own Free Comic Book Day stuff. So we've gotten all the Free Comic Book Day stuff in, so we have time to sticker it and all that. We're getting our stuff in on next Wednesday. From
three
DC.
Days before?
Uh-huh. Yeah, from DC. So that's cool. Flashpoint Beyond number 1. I forgot that was a 0 and not a number 1. So that's good.
How many issues is that?
6, I think.
Is it?
Hang on. It is 6, yes. And from Marvel, it's a little thinner. We get giant-size X-Men Thunderbird. Spider-Man 2099, Exodus Alpha.
What's that even supposed to be? Like, is there, like...
Is it Peter David?
No, that's why I didn't get it.
Oh.
We're getting a Marvel Free Comic Book Day, Spidey and His Amazing Friends, coming next week. Yay. And Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi. Because you demanded it. So slightly less on the Marvel front next week. Somebody did suggest sending them a calendar and letting them know there are 4 weeks and every book doesn't have to come out the same week.
Sometimes there's 5.
Sometimes there are. You're correct. But and then we're getting some Dynamite where they did not so much Free Comic Day books, but intro-priced books. That are priced at 50 cents, meaning our cost is 25 cents, which is about the price of a Free Comic Day book. So they're getting around Free Comic Day that way, too. And I ordered them all, because why not? We have Army of Darkness Reanimator, number 1. Then we're getting a new Archer and Armstrong series, Forever. Then we get a Boy 7 intro price for Free Comic Book Day. Boy's Herogasm, number 1, which makes sense, because the show... Dogs of London, number 1. I'm not sure what this is. I don't recall. Oh, it looks like it's Aftershock. A new Dune series, Dune the Waters of Canley. In His Own Image, number 3. That's for me, because that's that real weird little robot book sex toy. Yeah, we'll see. It's only 3 issues, so this wraps it up. It's been better than Aquaman, Green Arrow. Okay?
No way. Yeah. Can't be.
Little Monsters, number 3. That's the Jeff Lemire one. Metal Society. This is an Image one. I don't remember exactly what it is yet. Sadly, we're doing the TV show Monday, so I haven't reviewed everything. Quest Society is a new one from Vault. It's about a bar where like adventurers go in D&D. We have Red Sonja, Red Sitha, number 1. Red Sitha is her like adopted daughter, the little girl she found and has been protecting. So this is her story. Rocketeer, The Great Race, number 2, just for Dave. Got Twig, number 1. This is a new one from Image.
Scotty Young.
That's why. I'm like, why did this get all this buzz? Okay. Vampire Dracula Unholy is getting one of the intro-priced ones. And that's it. So much, much lighter week than this week. And then apparently the week after is even going to be a little thinner for Marvel. Yay! Like, I swear it was like 4 titles total. So that's what we got. Book club is Friday.
This Friday.
I'm halfway through the book.
I have to start.
That I read at the car dealership today because I had to take my car.
You got to wait till it's closer because if you do, you'll forget what you read.
That's true. Saturday is the last day of X-Men month, and I told Tim to figure out what Sunday is since it starts on his day. So, that's all I got. Free Comic Book Day is coming up next Saturday. I guess I better start thinking about it, huh? So, I think that's all we got.
Can you find your book from 2 years ago? Or 3 years ago?
Find my what?
Your book from 3 years ago so you can copy what you did 3 years ago?
Oh, I just go on the website and see what I posted. Okay. Yeah, enough. Book.
And so you're gonna have to start thinking up a book club book, too. You know, you need
oh, yeah. Well, I figured we'd talk about that, and then I'd order it in. I saw the prelim of the new website and had to give my comments and stuff, and apparently today they revised, they sent me the link to the revision. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I like it. So we'll see how this goes.
It looks pretty.
It does. It looks professional. You know, I think it looks good. There was some stuff in it that was, yeah. A couple things that I kind of laughed at, like it had, a tab for news and reviews for me for like the blog post, like what the website is. But then the next column over was like customer reviews, but it just said reviews. I'm like, well, you have one tab is news and reviews, and the one next to it says reviews.
A little confused.
Maybe change the, you know, the naming of something, one of them. But so that I'm excited. So hopefully we'll be debuting that soon. I think that's all we got. So it's Facebook is Pittsburgh Comics. Twitter, if it still exists, is PGH Comics. Instagram is PGH Comics, and the website's PittsburghComics.com. So that's all we got. Next week is probably going to be about a 6-hour podcast talking about all the books that came out this week. So that's
my
all
lightest
we...
week ever.
You're what?
My lightest week ever. I got,
was
got
it
like
good?
Pat
books.
Had like three times his normal.
Yeah. Really? What's your light? Because it was a really heavy
books.
Week.
Yeah, I got like double.
Was light for me.
There wasn't any Bendis books. That explains it. Okay.
Yep.
Dave, send us home.
That's the podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.
Bye.